I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Sine, you've been on this podcast for a while, you've studied film, mm-hmm. you're quite critical, you've got a good eye for things, you know a lot about movies. Can you just take us through the note you put down for The Iron Claw? A really sad and movie, really well done, great performances all around, should have got some Oscar noms for Zac Efron, for example. What was your overall summation of the movie?
I've written down one comment in my notes app.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, "Why was there so much corn at every meal? Just plates of it piled up." I think it's a valid question. Every meal they have, there's like two plates that have like 20 pieces of corn on them. Why are we eating so much corn? Do people eat that much corn?
They do in Texas. Hello there, everybody. This is I only like human movies and corn. My name is Lonnie. Hey, Miss Sine, you love corn. Why are you worried about it?
I do like corn. Like, this is the thing. I'm not like a corn hater.
The American corn, though, I imagine is... What are they doing to it?
It's not necessarily the presence of the corn. It's just how much corn there was. And at every meal, whereas we would have corn sporadically with different meals. This is now a corn podcast. Welcome.
We talk about movies and TV and things on here. We watched The Iron Claw, Little Women for Men, as they say.
It like is, though.
It's based off a true story that couldn't be more depressing if it tried.
Yeah.
Just when you think it's going to peak depression, it gets worse. And then you go back and read about it, life story, and it gets even worse.
I was just going to say, and turns out they actually like dulled it down a little bit for the movie. It's actually like even more horrific.
Yeah.
You love a wrestle. You love boys wrestling.
Well, it's interesting. I think that it's the whole wrestling world. I don't care as much for the presentation of it on WrestleMania or whatever. But the behind-the-scenes stuff is quite intriguing because these people get obsessed with the imaginary world they're creating to the point where it does become true.
Mm.
And they're betraying things. Where does it end, you know? The quote from Heels is like, "When I pretend to be a good guy, I feel better." And then the inverse, obviously, you play a bad guy long enough, you start to be a bad guy, potentially. This is based off the Von Erich wrestling dynasty. A lot of the boys are wrestling, the father was wrestling, and now the next generation wrestling.
They all live together on a farm in real life.
Look, given what's happened in his life, I'm okay with whatever he wants to do with his family.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Do you want to take us through what happened to Zac Efron? Why not?
I don't know what happens.
You watched the movie.
I don't know.
Oh, your work is on the corn, mate. Sorry. Yeah, it's basically about a patriarch of a family, Fritz von Erich, who was a wrestler with some degree of fame, but didn't quite reach the heights he wanted to. He runs his own wrestling promotion and gets all his boys involved. And then it's the family curse comes into play. Now, what do you think of curses, Sine?
We've spoken about it a little bit on the podcast recently.
The curse, for example, we spoke about.
Yeah, but in that podcast, we spoke about how curses are real if you think they're real.
Yes.
But I'm starting to think in this movie, they might actually just have a genuine curse because every single thing they do goes wrong.
Yeah. So, without spoiling too much, if you want to go watch it, essentially, tragedy after tragedy happens to this family to the point where out of four boys who are the wrestlers, only one is surviving by the end of it.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of a return to the male melodrama, isn't it, Sine? Which I guess is wrestling in general.
Yeah, what else is in this genre? What else would you count as male melodrama? Brokeback Mountain?
Brokeback Mountain, I guess the big sports movies in general. It gives men
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
I was so excited to hear John Mulaney talk about that at the Oscars.
How'd that come up from the Oscars?
He was just presenting and he was talking. I can't remember his segue, but he segued into it, and I was like, hell yeah! The only other person in the history of the world I've mentioned Field of Dreams.
Boxing movies as well, back in the day, or often like Rocky, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. Okay.
So I think sport does give men an avenue for these big emotions. Now, what do you think of Zac Efron? He, as that tweet said, he did the funny voice, he got a funny haircut, he devoted his life, he changed his body, and they wouldn't give him an Oscar nomination.
It's pretty wild he didn't get one for this, to be honest.
Yeah, I was expecting it.
After seeing it.
Yeah.
Weak game, so off. All of them. Kami's wig, his wig.
I think, to a degree, that was on purpose to show the artificiality, totally. Right?
But, like, I don't ever want to see a man with that haircut ever again for as long as I live.
What did you think of Lily James playing the girlfriend?
She was giving me her role in Baby Driver again.
A little bit, yeah.
And I was just reminded how good she was in that movie.
Hmm.
Not sure. Bad in this movie. Yeah.
You've seen it before.
Yeah.
I thought it was very telling. So, as I've sort of been talking around, wrestling is their life. All they do is wrestle, these boys. They've been raised since they're little to be wrestlers. To the point where Zac Efron, he's a nice fella, from all accounts. Not the most intelligent and not the most charismatic, really. Really, you can't cut promos, for example, that sort of thing. He's being hit on by Lily James' character, their first meeting after a wrestle. He's got no conversation skills at all. All he's done is wrestle.
Hmm.
She's got to be like, you want to take my number?
This is what happens in this situation. Yeah. Ask me out.
Isn't that sad? And then, as it turns out, the other brothers come in a sort of... I got the impression that Zach was a better wrestler, but they were better showmen. And in fact, being a showman is kind of the main point of wrestling, isn't it?
Being a better wrestler, yeah.
Yeah.
I am surprised that he took this role. Because after Baywatch, he did the Baywatch reboot and was talking about how buff he had to get for that.
Mm.
How miserable he was because all you eat is broccoli and chicken.
Mm.
It's all you eat, broccoli and chicken breast for every single meal, and you eat it like 8 times a day. And he said he would never do it ever again, yet he's done it for this. Mm. So I guess the story was really important to him to tell.
Maybe
he thought it was his Oscar chance.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe he was like, I'll just roid it up. I won't have to do as much.
I mean, there's some roids going on with these boys, right? I mean,
Jeremy Allen White, who we love as Kami in The Bear, he's in this kind of more of a minor role. I think in some ways elevated in the promotional side of it because of Kami, I'm thinking.
I think so, yeah. I think they're like, hey, you like this guy? He's in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think his character? His character goes through a pretty terrible accident where he loses a foot.
Yeah, which isn't how it happened in real life, right? Didn't he rode off?
No, I think that was pretty accurate, but he didn't tell anyone. He wrestled the rest of his career.
That's right,
didn't tell anyone.
He kept it a secret, which is nuts, right?
Yeah.
Tragic character. They're all tragic characters. I mean, no good was ever going to come out of anything.
I really enjoyed Holt. Was it Holt?
McCallany, yeah, from Mindhunter.
We love him in Mindhunter. And he's playing the dad here. As it turns out, it seems like they have toned him down a bit. He was probably even worse in real life.
Yeah, that's what I mean about when we spoke about the beginning. You read about it and you're like, oh, wow, they really didn't go as hard as they could have.
And if there was a curse on this family, it was the dad raising them and in this manner, right?
It's a tragedy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe don't force your children into career paths or pursuits that are fulfilling things that you couldn't do.
I know.
That seems to be where a lot of this stuff comes from.
I know. And the little brother wanted to be a camera guy. He probably would have had a long and happy life doing that.
Yeah. Nurture your children's hobbies and interests. Mm-hmm. If you're like a failed piano player, don't force your child to take lessons 17 hours a week so that they can become a better piano player. Mm-hmm. Go to therapy. Deal with your problems.
Kami's character is a discus thrower but can't do that because of the... And so he comes back to the farm and then... He's like, you're going to wrestle now. Like, okay, sir.
Yeah, that's what I have to do.
Had no choice but to.
No.
Yeah. And there's a really funny moment, or funny in some ways, but also very tragic, where these guys, they've been wrestling so long and it's their next chance. They can't ever quite get up to the top of the peak, right? And then Ric Flair, I believe, comes in. Apparently not a very good representation of Ric Flair I wouldn't know. But he's like an ostentatious over-the-top wrestler.
Mm.
And he wrestles with him, and it gets a bit intense in the ring, and they start, blood gets thrown or whatever. And he comes into the locker room afterwards, Ric Flair is like, hey guys, are we going to get some girls? Let's go drink. Let's go party.
That was great. You did a great job. What an awesome
And they're
job.
All there like talking. That's like so dramatic. Yeah. And they're like almost die because you didn't do the right moves. And, like,
yeah.
And there's like, oh wow, we should be having fun with this entertainment pursuit that we're doing. It's not supposed to be the most intense thing anyone's ever going to do in their life.
I think about that a little bit with like, I know Hugh Grant's putting it on a bit,
yeah.
But actors who don't really want to act, it's like, you don't have to do this. This is supposed to be fun. This is art and entertainment. Like, you don't need to... It's bothering you that much. Just quit. It's fine.
Exactly. And some users are like that. And, like, they tour really hard. And even sports stars, they have really tough lives. But also, you are living a life that many people would kill for to have opportunity.
But also, like, it, totally, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it.
Yeah, it's find something else that you want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very tragic life these people have. And... it all comes down to the father, I think, and the mum to a certain degree, but obviously very difficult for women in those that part of the world, that time period, to stand up too much to the male patriarch. But it seems like in the end, it all fell apart for them.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, we're still talking all around it, right? But as it turns out, the boys end up in heaven, right? We have a heaven scene.
We do have a heaven scene.
I was a bit unsure about this. I liked most of the movie up until the heaven scene, but I think it was just okay. Just on the edge of fine.
So, yeah, because it was Zac Efron's character imagining it and not necessarily a cut to like real heaven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That is... the concern I had was that it was glorifying...
Trauma.
And, hey, if you're having a really sad time... this is a way out to go see your family members who have passed away. I don't think it was saying that. I think that was how in Zac Efron's mind he was trying to reconcile, is there any good that can come from all my brothers having passed away? The one good thing is maybe they're together, finally.
But I think that happens in real life. Like when you lose a parent or a grandparent and the second one goes, you're like, at least they're together.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
You have that thought. So yeah, I think that was just a visualization of that.
Absolutely. Happened. I think it's okay. But I think for a second I thought that was what the movie was saying. Because like, well, that's good. But I think it was just okay.
Yeah.
And especially the fact that their older brother was there, who was their brother. He passed away when he was a kid and they never knew him.
Yeah.
He's our big brother. He's actually a little boy.
I just think that like there's a lot of scenes in this film where Zac Efron's character is told by someone opposing them that like I'm dying or I'm gonna kill myself, and he's like, all right, get back to me in like 24 hours, we'll have a chat, it'll be fine, don't worry about it, and then he leaves them. And it's like, bud, what are you doing? But
I think that's just
time period where you couldn't like,
I think he did his best. I think the real guy was trying his best. I think it's maybe some of the way it was dramatized indicated that those things. But also, I think some of the brothers were at home with the parents. And he's like, well, at least they're safe there, is how I read it. But it turns out it wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the ending? And this is apparently a real-life thing that happened, where Zac Efron's character in real life is talking to his kids and they're like, why are you so sad? And he's like, I used to be a brother and my brother's not here anymore. And then the boys are like, we can be your brothers. It's a very sad moment to end on. And I think it's just okay again because it actually happened, supposedly. But it's a bit of a melodramatic line.
I don't know if it got me.
Hmm.
I thought it was a bit too hammy.
I actually liked just landing on, I used to be a brother. That could have been powerful.
I don't think you need to.
But you're making a story, and it happened.
So the family's involved in the production of the film, which they at least know what's going on, don't they?
I don't think they gave permission or anything like that, but they were consulted.
Right.
I don't think they had sign off. It wasn't like, here's my true life story or anything like that.
Okay.
I think it's more based on there's like a documentary that's made about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of inspired it, and also just the real life storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was made in respect of the family with...
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like a takedown sort of thing. We'll talk about Priscilla soon on the podcast.
The reason why I brought it up is that I think there would have been a sense of obligation.
Indeed.
To portray these people in a certain way, especially the ones who are still alive. And I think they would have been hesitant to cut something that meant a lot to the person who was still alive and that was there sort of.
Yeah, anyway. Absolutely.
So I think that's why that was there, but I didn't like it.
Mm.
But maybe that's how American wrestlers talk.
Well, it's male melodrama again. To remind ourselves that it fits in that tone.
Mixed reviews overall, like critics generally favourable, but some of them think it goes a bit too far into the melodramatic.
Well, it's not exactly a fun watch. It's not one I think people are going to rush back to. It kind of, for better or worse, is an Oscar-type movie where you watch it because the actors are doing a great performance, but are you going to come back to it next year?
I'm never going to watch this film again.
Yeah.
No.
And would we have watched it without Zac Efron and Carmy?
Yeah, so this is the other thing. Yeah, about lending star power to tell stories that may have been forgotten otherwise.
Mm.
No, I would not have watched this movie. To be honest with you, I wouldn't have watched this movie if we were not together. I only went because you love your boys wrestling.
Carmy.
But I don't think he would have drawn me. I don't know, I just think it's interesting to think about, like, me, a single white female, this movie does not appeal to that demographic, right? Which is fine.
You guys get everything, you know? Whole world's about you guys.
It's so nice to finally have one for the men. Is that what you're saying? It's nice to finally receive some recognition as a man. You've
got Barbie, Little Women. What do we got? Nothing.
You got Oppenheimer. Isn't that how it works?
I thought you were Oppenheimer GF last year.
I am. No, I am. I know.
That's why it was funny that they had those movies released on the same day.
I think I'm a dad. I think I like dad movies. I don't know what to tell you. Well, you this is a bit of a dad movie.
It is, yeah.
What did I drag you to?
Casino Royale last night.
Drag you to?
With an orchestra.
I saw that it was playing and I thought that would be fun.
It was fun. No one had as much fun as the person next to you, though.
I think it was her first time seeing the movie, genuinely.
She was riding every emotion. I like to think she loves the movie, watches it all the time, and she was just happy to see it on the big screen.
No. The reaction she was having, ooh, ouch.
Did she like gasp at one point and put her hands over her mouth?
Yeah, she did. She hadn't seen the movie before.
Did she think James Bond was in danger?
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Right, back to Ironclaw.
I think overall, really well done. A tragic story, well dramatized, and goes to the heart of who are these people who spend their whole life in pursuit of something that's... it's not quite real, but it is real, you know? And that's another quote from Heels, where it's like, everyone says wrestling's fake, but it's all you guys talk about, and it's real to everyone who's involved with it.
Yeah. That's interesting. If I hadn't seen Heels, I wonder if I would have responded differently to the movie, because I feel like everything the movie was trying to say I'd already seen that first season of Heels.
I think there's probably part of it is that we've got to the point where a dramatic retelling of behind the scenes wrestling is sort of in vogue.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know if this was inspired by Heels or whether Heels was made because of this or what the story was, but it's interesting two things come out around the same time to do that. But it does cover sort of the same ground, but also the fact this is based on a real life story, I think, differentiates it enough.
Yeah.
Things like the wrestling community likes it on the whole, but they've got some gripes. But the wrestling scenes themselves were, I think, very well done. They actually did real, all the actors are doing themselves and they're doing real 20-minute shows, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what's the rating for you, Sinead?
This is a hard movie for me to rate because it's not made for me. So I guess I have to determine 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 4 stars. I think it was a bit long and...
very long.
I think...
felt very long.
Yeah, it's something about it not being something I want to rush back to. I think...
yeah.
I don't know how else you tell the story, though. Well, but it was very interesting.
Like, yeah, the story is... like, a lot of the critical responses I was reading through are like, when the bad stuff starts happening, it happens again and again. It's hard to grasp the central why of it all. You know, why is the family so doomed, so pain, so self-destructive? It's emphasizing tragedies. It's people who die on behalf of toxic masculinity. It's like, yeah.
All good, well-done stuff, but...
but the criticism, it can't be, like, that's what the story is. That's what the real-life story is. These people died and had horrible lives. So you can't make a happy film about that, you know?
Well, maybe that talks the limitation of making a movie based on real life stories that Hills can do more because it's inspired by, but about different. They can change the characters. Not literally named
after, real people. Yeah. I'm interested to see, we haven't yet seen May December, but I think May December talks about that theme about making art based inspired on by. People's real lives and how that maybe we shouldn't do that. Yes. So, interesting to return to this thought after we've seen that movie, maybe.
All right. Well, we'll try and see it. It was on screens for about 2 seconds in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we watched Ironclaw, liked it. We've done other sort of Oscar-related movies recently on the feed. And we're coming back to some TV soon, at least today.
We are. Don't know if Hill Season 2 will be something we'll cover on the pod, though.
It came out last year. I've already seen it.
Hill Season 2 is definitely not going to be on the pod.
You chose not to watch it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm sorry.
Season 2 is really good.
I'm sure it is.
And it got cancelled. So.
I'm sure it is.
Got cancelled because they had one fewer watcher than they wanted.
So it's my fault.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I'm so sorry, everyone who wanted to watch that. I really was being really selfish there and didn't think about you. I'm so sorry.
Okay, just see today's face right now. All right, well, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.